There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Jane Pickett of the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, part of the Med Street Veterinary Group, joins me. Good afternoon to you, Jane.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you're very welcome to the programme. Let me get straight into questions. Kira in Kinsale was an 8-year-old cat who she describes in good health, neutered. When she goes out to the toilet, she now decides to run off, jumps over the fence and into a nearby hedge. She used to never do this before. She used to always go to the toilet and come straight back in. Why would she suddenly at 8 years of age start to wander? Is that unusual?
It's a little bit unusual if she's never really done it before and she's always been a bit of a homebody. But look, I think things can change. A lot of cats will have actually quite a wide roaming territory. So some of them are, you know, very much stick to the house in the back garden. But, you know, particularly a younger, healthy cat can have a roaming distance of even up to a few kilometres. They can roam quite far as part of their territory. What I'd say is if it's a change for your pet, I suppose it's worth having a little think. Has anything changed in the environment immediately around your house? Has the road got busier? Is there another pet in the family? Or are there other pets locally, other cats locally that are straying in that you're seeing knocking around? It might be that, you know, she's trying to get away from something. Is she kind of going to the hedge in a way because she's got a fright around the house? That's a possibility. In which case, you know, time is a great healer. She might settle down again and become more of a homebody. But if it is the case that she's just got a bit more energetic, I think this time of year, particularly when we're kind of coming out of the spring into the summer, the days are getting longer. Like all creatures, as we go through the kind of cyclical thing of the year, we tend to be a bit more active from now on into the summer. So they tend to be a bit more sedentary, all pets, kind of over the winter time, most of them. So naturally, it might be that she's just feeling a little bit more energetic and wants to roam a wee bit further, but it would be unusual if she hadn't done that other years. I think the important thing is here, if your cat's behaviour is otherwise normal, she's otherwise relaxed when she's in the house with you and seems relaxed when she's out and about, then that's okay as long as she's otherwise healthy in herself. It might just be that her behaviour has changed because something very minute in the environment has changed that we mightn't even perceive. Like, I think that the classic thing is, you know, a big change in an environment to a cat is moving a couch 2 inches to the left. You know, they'll perceive things that we won't even think of as a change. So it might just be that something slightly off put them. But usually they're very adaptable creatures. They'll relax and settle down. So you might find that over time she becomes a bit more of a homebody again, or this could be her new normal. I think as long as she's well and happy, then that's okay.
Yeah, I saw a programme where they put a tracker on a cat and I couldn't believe the amount of area that the cat covered in a day. They really can wander around the place. Always found its way home, but they can really, I think it was up to like 2-3 kilometres the cat was wandering around all day. So
yeah,
maybe to Kira, your cat's just gone wandering. Now it seems to be all about cats today. Hi, question for Jane, please. My pet cat, it's a Devon Rex breed. He's a neutered male, 4 years old, very loved, very healthy. But sometimes the cat will bite me and he gets angry. So I end up having to move away from him. It usually happens when I'm relaxing on a couch or lying in bed with him next to me. He just seems to flip for no unknown reason and ends up trying to bite and attack me. Why would he do that?
So there could be two things going on here just off the top of my head. If it says he kind of flips all of a sudden, is there something, let's say you're lying down on the sofa and there's a very small movement that triggers off his kind of drive to hunt prey? Sometimes cats that are quite sedentary and indoors, they can kind of, I know my own cat does it. I might be lying in the bed and he'll suddenly jump on and try and bite one of my feet through the duvet covers because I've moved slightly and that's activated his drive to chase prey. So it's almost like a play aspect, but they're fulfilling kind of a core need, as it were, to have that stimulation. So if you think that that might be what's going on, you'll have a better read of the situation because you're kind of there when it happens. It might be worth trying to get that bit of his drive to chase prey out in a different, more constructive, safer way for everyone, because cat bites are never good. So if you think that that might be what's going on, you could potentially try and redirect that behaviour at a time of your choosing, not when he's wound up, into, let's say, playing with a cat safe toy that they can chase around. So a lot of the time there'll be, let's say, cat safe toys that are on a string that's connected to a stick that you can kind of mimic what prey when they're moving are like. So it might just get that out of his system a little bit, and usually they're quite satisfied once that's got out of their system. That could be one thing that's going on. The other thing that could be going on, and I see this sometimes when people describe the kind of a cat flips, is that something is happening and they're building up, they're a little bit annoyed, they're not so happy at what's happening, and they get to kind of a threshold where then they flip out. But for cats, that can be very subtle. They're very subtle with their signalling that they're not so happy. And sometimes it can be as simple as just a bit of overstimulation. So if you're giving them a good cuddle and a rub that they might otherwise at another time of the day really, really enjoy, but it's just not what they want at that moment, that can be enough to kind of just set them off. So you might be seeing him as kind of flipping out, but he has might have shown you some very early signals, potentially very, very subtle ones, that he was not happy. And a lot of those would be, let's say, his ears turning back, flicking of the tail, subtle adjustments in the body position. So it might just be a case of being really keenly watching for those signals, and your cat will kind of guide you as to when they've had enough if you're sitting down petting them. And just, I suppose that's the thing, is never verge into overstimulating them. If they look like they've had enough, it's
move
best
away.
Just to go hands
and,
off.
And they probably, yeah. She probably does the right thing, moving away. Of course, curiosity got the better of me. I've Googled them. They're beautiful looking cats. They've got the tall-eared, short-haired breed of a cat. They're a gorgeous looking cat. Good luck with it, hopefully. Thanks. Hopefully, he will stop trying to bite you. We're staying with cats. Mary and Fermoy has been on to say, the appearance of my cat's fur has been deteriorating, losing its sheen, and it actually looks a bit ruffled. Then last night she began tearing at a place on her back and growling. It ended up a sore looking bear patch this morning. What do you suggest it could be, and what should I do?
Oh, bless her. It sounds like this cat's a little bit distressed by something. There could be a few things going on here. Sometimes changes in coat quality, like our listener was describing there, becoming a bit more dull and ruffled, can be an early indicator that a cat's not able to adequately groom itself. That can happen for a number of reasons, but usually it's discomfort, let's say with their joints or muscles, that's preventing them from kind of turning around to their back, as it were. So sometimes it can be an early indicator that they're uncomfortable for some reason. But it does sound like in this particular case that it does sound like the cat can move around and get to the area if he's managed to get it into an irritated, bald state. So it could be that there's some local irritation in that area. It could be something simple, like it could be a skin infection, or I suppose we always hate to say the word, but fleas, common things are common. It could be something very simple like that. We can get more unusual things, like, let's say, if he's a cat that has the ability to venture into the outdoors, maybe he's run into something outside and there's a little bit of something stuck there that's set off an irritated reaction, or even a bite from another cat, because they can be very painful and irritating. What I'd say, though, is there's a few things that could be going on, but all of those things would require quite different treatment. So I would really recommend in this case that before it gets any further, before your cat gets any more distressed with the area in question, book in to see your vet kind of as a matter of urgency if you can, and that'll help him to, you know, take a full examination of the cat, assess the skin, assess for any underlying issues, and of course to have a full chat with you about your cat's usual routine, how they normally behave, how they normally move. And that'll help to kind of delineate, well, is it a skin problem, is it a very acute problem, or is it perhaps just a surface sign of something that's kind of indicating underlying discomfort that might be more chronic. But best of luck and well done.
But the fact that she's noticed that the sheen on the fur is deteriorating, it's lost its sheen and looking a bit ruffled, because usually cats are really good to groom and self-maintain unless they're unwell.
Absolutely, they're really, really fastidious little creatures. They're very kind of proud of their coat, as it were, and they like it to be nice and comfortable. So if it's not looking quite tip top, it's usually a symptom that something's a bit amiss, something's not quite right.
Okay, so get a trip to the vet, please. Okay, listen, have a lovely weekend. We'll chat to you again next week.
You too.
Thanks a million. That is Jane Pickett of the Islandwood Veterinary Hospital in Newmarket, and that is part of the Mill Street Veterinary Group. And before I go, this was an issue that came in yesterday. Remember, we had a listener who contacted us to say that they had returned their bottles with their deposits having been paid. They put them into the reverse vending machine. They got their receipt back out. They went into the shop, handed it in to the person on the till to say, could I have my cash back, please, to be told by the person behind the counter, oh, sorry, no. You have to purchase something. That's the only way you get your money back. And they were asking, they got on to us saying, is that lawful? And we were checking as best we could online. And to me, certainly when I was seeing on citizen information, that it wasn't lawful. They should have been able to get your cash back. But we said we'd go straight to the horse's mouth and that we would email Return, who operate the deposit return scheme. And they've come back and they say, customers are entitled to receive their refund against a store-bought purchase or in cash. Retailers are obliged to offer both options to consumers. So if it happens to you again, tell the store they're obliged to give you your cash back. Okay, that's where I leave you for today. My thanks to John Paul McNamara for producing. Nick Richards is with you for the afternoon, and we will be back with you for Friday's edition of the programme tomorrow at 10. Until then, I'm Patricia Messenger. Very good afternoon.
Cork Today on C103.
With McCarthy Insurance Group, proud sponsors of the Cork GAA Club Football Leagues and Championships. For motor, home, business, farm, life and health insurance. CMIG.ie.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.